And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, July 9th. It is 8:30 a.m. I got the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce as well as the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce with me today. We are talking about the West Georgia Works Virtual Job Fair. I'm not going to get into all the information about that. We'll let the expert, Ms. Ryan, talk about that. But first, I want to introduce my guests here. We have Ryan Owenby and J.R. Charles. No stranger to local businesses here. They are with the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And we also have the ever-amazing Tara Chapman from the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce joining me here in the studio today. We're going to be talking about this virtual job fair. Well, so first off, why don't we just throw it over to Ryan. Ryan, if you will, give us some specifics, a general overview of this job fair. I know it's a weird time now. I mean, we're in the throes of the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're still taking precautions and still finding safe ways to engage and inform. And of course, I know the chamber has been ahead of the curve this whole time. So I guess this is just another example of that. Tell us about this job fair.
Thanks, Josh. We are so excited about this. We knew that we needed to have a job fair because there are so many looking for work. And then we have so many industry and manufacturing businesses in the area that are looking for employees. So we started about 4 or 5 weeks ago working on this job fair, and we found a great platform to do this. And it enables people to be able to attend the job fair without ever leaving their home. You can do it on your, laptop, a phone, an iPad. As long as you have an internet connection, you can participate in the job fair. So we're really, really excited. And essentially, you register for the job fair. Our businesses will be set up. They'll have vendor booths, if you will, and you can live chat with HR departments and see what kind of jobs they have available. Upload your resume. And JR, I'll talk a minute about the we've got a resume building seminar available on our YouTube site. So we're really excited. We were able to partner with Harrelson County and Heard County. So it's more of a regional job fair. So we're pulling in businesses from each of those areas as well. So it's a truly West Georgia regional job fair.
That's so cool. So when and where, when is it going to be?
We're actually going to have several. The okay. First one is primarily for industry and manufacturing. The date is Thursday, July 16th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And once you register, you can come in and out of the job fair as often as you like. You just have to register beforehand, and we'll give you the website, the email or the website address, and just register beforehand, and then they can just come in and visit the job fair. It's pretty cool.
Perfect. Well, we're going to be talking a lot about this information over and over again because we want to make sure that people know. We know that there's still folks out of work, so we want to be sure that as many people can participate in this job fair as possible. So, well, why don't we just go ahead and do, since we have everyone here in the same room, I feel like this is always a nice chance to have here. Let's jump over to Ms. Tara Chapman. What is your position with the Harrelson County Chamber?
I'm the COO, so excellent. I handle all our membership and that kind of stuff. So
cool.
I get to enjoy my members.
Right on. Well, I know that the Harrelson County Chamber has a lot of fun. Yes. Been to a few ribbon cuttings, and it's always a blast. So, if you will, how about you give us, if you don't mind, an update of what's just been happening over in Harrelson County?
Sure. I think like every chamber, we all have the same story, that support for our businesses during this fun time that we've been experiencing. Since March, it's been interesting. I think for us, what we're seeing now is a lot of our industries are having a hard time getting some of their folks to come back to work. Which we're finding very interesting. And so we were excited to be able to partner with this job fair for many reasons. One reason being that what I just mentioned, but also, we have 80% of our workforce. They drive outside of the county to work every day. And so we're constantly on that push of bringing our folks home. We could talk for, an hour about the importance of having people closer to home and your coaches, your volunteers, just that sense of community. Some people may say, well, why a regional job fair? Well, why not? I could speak for everyone that, Honda Lock, they don't really care where you live. They want you to show up and work. So the more people we can bring to them, the better. So I'm excited about that. So we've just kind of been that support system for our businesses right now, seeing them through the PPP, the disaster loan, those types of things. And then we are excited. We just received a grant from the Community Foundation of West Georgia to provide PPE for our small businesses. A lot of them are having a hard time finding the gloves, the masks, the sanitation wipes. And we were able to secure a grant to do some of that to give back to our businesses. So that's kind of what we've got going on right now.
Shout out to the Community Foundation.
Absolutely, yes.
Don't they do so much good work?
They do.
Here?
Yes, absolutely.
We're so thankful to have them around. So why don't we go ahead and hop over to JR. JR, same question. What's been happening in Carroll County with as far as the chamber is concerned?
Yeah. So I got to give props to Daniel and Ryan and Susie and Joan and Susie Montalto, Susie McCorkle. We've all been working on a program called the Blue Ribbon Task Force. And it's basically a chamber initiative to let businesses know that they can open safely. They can engage with their customers in a safe manner, and we give them the recognition and their customers' recognition by having a blue ribbon on their door. There were like hours that Ryan was just toiling away in her office, just tying blue ribbons together. So I got to give props to Ryan for doing that. And we also give him a little bag that has resources for, you know, how do you sanitize your doors? What do you do when a customer comes in and has feverish conditions? Like, how do you do those things? And we also have a white mask that has the chamber logo on it that says Think Carroll First.
Oh, don't worry. I get a lot of looks. People are jealous of my fancy cloth Carroll Chamber mask.
Yeah, branding.
I'm like, do you like this? You like what you got?
Well, yeah, it's good. It's good. So anyway, we've been doing this Blue Ribbon Task Force to educate the public about keeping safe in a pandemic. And so one of the things that we are planning to do is the next phase of this is on Tuesday, July the 14th at 2:00, we're going to hold a Q&A session with Dr. Mark Albertus from City Schools, Scott Cowart from County Schools, and Patrick Uran from Oak Mountain Academy. And they're going to talk about the new policies and procedures that are coming up for the 2020 school year. So people can RSVP to that at carroll-ga.org or just Google Carroll County Chamber and it'll pop up there. We'll also put it on our social media and they can go and check it out there. So basically what we're just trying to do is foster a safe manner to do business, safely reopen, get people back to work, get the money flowing again, but also try to protect people from getting reinfected or getting infected for the first time.
For sure. And I meant to ask, I would like to know from both of you, honestly, what's the overall mood in the business community? I know that, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to own a business right now, and I know that it has to be uncertain times. And I'm sure that both the chambers are doing everything they can to pacify those fears and concerns. But how would you describe the overall vibe?
So I interact mostly with industry, and I didn't even introduce myself. I'm sorry. I work primarily with the industry and manufacturing. I'm the economic development director for the chamber. And so the manufacturers have put these safeguards in place because they put a lot of people to work, right? They have a lot of people come in and out, and so they were the early adopters for safety practices. Some of them are in those strategic supply lines like food, like everybody's been eating up all the food at the grocery stores. So all of our food manufacturers have been keeping busy. A lot of raw material like Southwire, for example, they have huge contracts they've been doing out in California. So they never stopped working. They had to work. And they also had increased demand because of probably coronavirus. Now, some people were down, some people were up, but there's been a sense of cautious optimism for all the manufacturers. And I don't know about the small businesses. Ryan maybe can talk about the small business attitude. But whenever we talk to our industry leaders, there are some who are hit harder than others, obviously. There's some who are doing better than others. But they're all trying to wait and see how they ride the consumer confidence, I guess is the best way to put it.
Sure. Well, how about in Harrelson County?
Yes, so I deal obviously with our small businesses, but Eric deals with our manufacturers. He was unable to be here today, but kind of the same kind of sense. We have a couple of auto industries, and so that was interesting during COVID. You know, they had to really be safe, so we did see some closures for a while. Which did affect our unemployment. But, you know, my small businesses were just ready to get back to do it, you know, whatever they had to do to be safe. We've seen a lot adapt to the kind of new environment, websites and starting to sell online and those types of deals. We're seeing a little more of that. But overall, they seem, you know, excited to be able to get back in their businesses. So we've been pleased. You know, we've not seen any close their doors yet, you know, so we're hopeful that we're gonna just, you know, continue to push through until, you know, things return to normal, whatever that looks like.
Beautifully said. And that is a blessing. I'm very thankful that I'm not seeing more businesses, you know, shutter their doors up due to the COVID pandemic. All right, we're going to take our first break here, but when we come back, we're going to pick back up with Ryan as we talk a bit more about this upcoming job fair. That's the West Georgia Works virtual job fair. It's happening Thursday, July 16th, and it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More information about that and more after this break.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
And we're back to Community Voice. Little ZZ Top in the studio. Thank you very much, Mr. Collin. We got the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce and the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce in the studio today. We're talking about the West Georgia Works Virtual Job Fair. If you just tuned in, you might have missed some information, so be sure to check out the website for this station or at gratitudecommunications.com and check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded later. So we're talking about the job fair here. Ryan, if you would you please give us give listeners an explanation of the overall job fair, what folks can expect?
Certainly. And I do want to say one thing, that the URL for this job fair is so long and trying to get people to be able to register for the job fair. So if they just will go to boothcentral.com and look under events and just put in the search engine West Georgia Works and it'll pop right up. So it's boothcentral.com West Georgia Works. So that's an easy way to find the job fair. And essentially there are two ways to register. If it's a business, then they go on, and JR is going to go into that a little bit more, but you'll see vendor, you're called a vendor, so they can go in and register for that. We approve their application, and then they are up and running. We'll send them the information on what to do once they are registered, and the job seekers are guests, so they need to go on and click on the guest button and go through that process as well. But it's essentially, you go to the website on the day of the job fair. You have to be registered to participate, so if you're looking for a job, you need to go on the website and register in order to participate. They go in, and there will be, you'll see blocks, for lack of a better word, with the business names on their logos, that type thing. You click on the business name, and you go into their virtual booth. They will have information there on the jobs that they have available, where they need to go to get a job or to apply for the job. It may be on their website. They may have somebody that's taking care of that for them, and they just go in there, fill out the application or a resume, and then they're in looking for jobs. So it's a really cool situation. We have enough space for up to 50 businesses. So I would say to businesses that might be listening, and this one's primarily for manufacturing and industry, if you have jobs that are open and available, and you don't have to be a chamber member to participate, it's any business in Carrollson, Heard, or Carrollson, Carroll County, Harrelson County, or Heard County.
I think we should fuse counties.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Carrollson.
Yeah, so they are eligible, that they're able to participate, because the main focus is to make sure that we have the businesses there so that people that are looking for jobs have the ability to find a job.
Excellent. Right on. Well, so that's the guest side of it.
Yep.
So JR, you mentioned earlier that you work very closely as the economic development person here at the chamber. You work closely with industry. Mm-hmm. Could you give us an idea, give us more of an idea about the vendor business registration? Maybe yes. If folks are listening and want to join or something.
Right, absolutely. So they have to come through us to register. We can give them the link and all that stuff. And as Ryan said, they can go to the website and just find us on Booth Central. We'll also have it on our social media platforms. If you go to Facebook, look at Carroll County Chamber of Commerce to search for us, and we'll have it on that one. Or Harrelson, for that matter. Hey, or Heard. Yeah, all three of us. Hey, we're all online. So the type of participants you're going to see there, the ones who have confirmed their registrations are Trident Seafood, Precision Roll Grinders, Print Pack, Yachio, and we have several more that are in the process of registering right now. So we don't want to name them before they get a chance to get their registration done. But essentially, if you want to participate, just find us online, go to Booth Central, go to social media, look for us, and then you click that link. There'll be a little button, like Ryan was saying, that says vendor. You click vendor, and then there's a little couple of pieces of information. It's not hard to fill out. It takes maybe 5 minutes to fill out everything. Once the vendor puts all their information there, they have the option to upload photos, videos. They can put their job postings on there, obviously. And what happens is if you're a vendor, you'll sit there in your booth, quote unquote, and you'll wait by your phone. And then the participants or the guests have the option to click contact this company. And so they'll click that little button and your phone will start ringing. And you can take the call and look at it and you have a job discussion about what their skills are, what your opportunity is, see if there's a fit. And if you like what they have, then hey, go apply for this job. And of course, people are welcome to apply for the job anyway, but that's essentially what it is. It's basically it's a first date, right? It's a first date to see if there's an interest in both of you working together. So that's basically how a vendor comes to that one.
Yeah, it's like those, what are those dating setups where like people just scoot
speed
down?
Dating.
Yeah,
speed dating.
Speed dating. It's like speed dating, but it's for a career. Dating.
Correct. Right. Exactly. All right. So I got to say this too. If you're hesitant about like, oh, this is going to cost an arm and a leg, I got to spend my day doing this. No, absolutely not. This is free. This is completely free to anybody who wants to use it. Zero dinero, no money. I can't emphasize it enough. Don't let cost prohibit you from coming on this thing. So please be a part of it. For the guests, for the people who want to look for a job, they are guests from that side of it. We have a special video where people can go and look about how to prepare a resume if they're in that professional side of things. Obviously, some jobs don't require a resume, so it may not be for everybody. But if you go to, go to our Facebook page, Carroll County Chamber, we have a YouTube video from the SBDC director, Todd Anduzzi. Shout out to Todd. Thank you very much for doing this. It's called How to Prepare Your Resume. And he walks you in a 12-minute video with examples on a word processor document, how to write a resume. So if that's something you've never done before, got your back. Got you covered on that one. How do they register? Same exact way. They go to our social media page, click the button, and it says guest registration. Again, for guests, zero cost. Absolutely no cost. When you go and interact with somebody, you click the little I want to talk to somebody, you talk it, chat it out. They will then allow you or ask you to go and click their little link that has the job posting. And the post either is on like Indeed.com or Monster.com or on the company's website, and they can apply in any different way on that one. Yep. So that's it. That's how people can get interacted with it.
Well, that's perfect. Ryan, take it away. I see that you have something here that we need to talk about.
We just wanted to say, as JR was saying, there is no cost to anyone to participate in this program for the employers or the employees. There's no cost. And as Tara was saying earlier, we were fortunate enough to get a grant from the Community Foundation of West Georgia for the COVID-19 grant. So we are so thankful for that they were able to cover the cost of this and help us provide this for the community. And this is not the only job fair we're having. We will have two or three more. There's another one that will be in August, and we'll probably come back maybe and talk about that one as well. But it'll be open to all businesses in the surrounding area that are looking to hire folks. So this is not the only opportunity to apply for jobs and look for employment. It will be August 20th. So we'll have several more of these in the future to be able to reach everybody that is in need of a job.
So it'll be pretty much the same format. I mean, you know, if folks do this first one, and let's say they don't find a career, or a company doesn't find exactly what they're looking for, there is another chance the next month.
Absolutely. There will be another one in August and another one in September. So we're going to, you know, do this for three or four consecutive months in hopes that we can really help folks find jobs and help our businesses find employees.
Perfect. Just a back-to-back business blitz.
Absolutely.
Well, that's called alliteration. So, for sure. And that's and anything I know that you guys are doing, both chambers, well, all three chambers here, doing everything they can to continue to lower that unemployment rate. You know, I know that, God, when the pandemic first started, so many people lost their jobs. I mean, can you speak to that at all? And if you have any numbers or if you can, just in terms of the unemployment rate right now, I mean, is
we're actually better than we were. The high was in April, which was at 12.7% for Carroll County. I think Harrelson County now sits at 9.3% and Carroll County is at 9.8%. So we've dropped considerably since the high. And compared to Georgia for April, Georgia was at 12.6%. So we're doing better. We're hopeful that those numbers go down. We'd like to see it like it was in November of 2019 at 2.7%.
Wow.
So we're doing better. Things are starting to improve, and kind of echoing what Tara said, our small business, and they're doing a great job with making sure that people are safe when they come into the stores. And I think we all can't stress enough how important we think it is that we go about our daily routine as safely as possible. We just want to really talk about that and encourage people to be as safe as possible. And our small businesses have done a phenomenal job. And to watch them pivot during the height of this, I mean, it was really interesting to see what so many of our small businesses, you know, some that had never had a website or had never had an online presence, were able to quickly turn it around. And some actually found that they were doing pretty well during this time. So, you know, we hear things across the board. Some did not do as well, but some of our small businesses just said, this is just not going to work for me, and they jumped in there and did a great job of keeping their businesses alive, and it's exciting to watch that and to see how innovative our small business owners are. They've done a phenomenal job, and it's been a pleasure and an honor to be able to help them and work and see what they're doing.
It's true, and it's very nice to be able to identify those businesses that are thriving. I mean, I was telling my wife, you know, at the worst of everything, when it's like, you know, I saw all these restaurants shut down and all this, you know, I saw so many plumbing trucks and roofer trucks. It's like they never stopped. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, I mean, people are always going to need plumbing work. So it's like they just kept going, you know.
Right.
Well, we're going to take another break to hear a quick word from our sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about the virtual job fair as we continue our conversation here with the Harrelson and Carroll County Chamber. So stay with us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
And we're back to Community Voice. It's Thursday, July 9th, 8:52 a.m. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are speaking this morning with the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce and the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce as we talk about the upcoming West Georgia Works Virtual Job Fair. That's going to be Thursday, July 16th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is sponsored by the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, the Heard County Chamber of Commerce, and the Greater Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce. So we're so glad to have everyone here in the studio today. Yeah, we got Ryan Owenby and JR from Carroll County and Miss Tara Chapman from the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce. So Ryan, why don't we speak a bit, or JR, whoever would like to take it first, let's speak a bit about the just about promoting the event.
I can take that one. So obviously this is a virtual event, so we're going to try to promote this virtually. That's the best way to reach the most amount of people. So the primary way we're going to do that is share it on our Facebook page, our Instagram page. We're going to put it out via our newsletter. So if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you should receive this information. If you have not liked our Facebook page, please go and like our Facebook page. Carroll County Chamber is how you search that one. Just click the little like button, and then there's a little option where it says follow, and make sure that when you click follow, that it's the first thing you see on your Facebook page. So that's a great way to do that. So we're going to do it that way. We're obviously going to work with y'all, WLBB, and the Graddock Communications System that way. We're going to put it in the newspaper for Times Georgian, the Star News. Who else we got going in that way, Ryan? All those are all the, those are, that's everything. That's all the media. So, but the best way to do it is just find it, because what we're going to do is going to have constant updates about who's being added to the roster of industries who are hiring, who are looking. We're going to put out updated times. The things like the resume building will obviously go on there. So the Facebook page is the best way to do it. Again, Carroll County Chamber, like and subscribe.
Perfect. How
well,
about
I mean,
it?
I have to plug the Harrelson County Chamber.
You got
right?
to. You got
okay.
to.
So we do have a Facebook page as well. And I really just, I would love to just give a quick shout out to Carroll County for including us on this. I know they've put a lot of work into this, but we're very excited. Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce is where you can find us on Facebook. We'll pretty much mimic everything that Carroll puts out because they're doing all the hard work and share it there. And I just really want to encourage everybody, no matter if you're Harrelson, Carroll, or Heard, to participate. You never know what opportunities are out there unless you look. So let's make it a good turnout. I'll be the little cheerleader. Let's show up, and if you haven't registered as a vendor and you're hiring, get out there and register. It sounds easy, so let's rally together and make this thing work and get folks back to work.
Excellent. Right on.
Yeah. I'll echo that, too, is that if we need those vendors, quote unquote, our businesses to register for this. So we've obviously approached a number of our manufacturers to come and be a part of this. If you want to be a part of it, even if you're not a manufacturer, if you want to participate in future ones, whether you're in the service side, retail side, we're planning on trying to do that, too. So go ahead and reach out to the chamber and say, hey, I'm interested in the virtual job fair. Let me know when I can participate and we'll get you put in the chute for it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And one thing I'd like to add too, we have reached out to our nonprofits in the area, and understanding that there may be some people that don't have access to Facebook or that type of internet capability. So we are asking people if you have a nonprofit and need flyers, if you'll email the chamber, we'll send you the flyer, the PDF, so you can make copies to hand out to people if it's at the mission or the food bank. We just want to make sure that this information gets into the hands of the folks who are looking for jobs, so they can email us at carolchamber@carroll-georgia.org, ga.org, so that we can get that information to them. I think that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that the information gets to the people who need it, and that they can participate in the job fair. So
that's wonderfully said. I almost asked earlier about, because the thought crossed my mind just about folks who may, you know, a lot of times the folks who need a job the most are the ones who may not have access to internet. And I know that's something that is an issue in Harrelson County as well.
Well, and I just wanted to hit on that a second. If that becomes an issue, we have Wi-Fi access downstairs in our basement. We can socially distance folks. So if that's an issue and you're really looking for a job and you do not have internet access, please reach out to the Harrelson Chamber. We have the space and the Wi-Fi capabilities for them to set up and participate in that job fair. Because like I said, if there's somebody out there wanting a job, if internet access is an issue, I feel like that's something that we can fix for that particular event.
Thank you guys for making that possible.
Absolutely.
I know that that's such a difficult, in these rural communities, I know that's a serious problem. So take advantage of those resources if you're listening. If you know someone that has a job, we've got about a minute left. One more time, Ryan, let us know who, what, when, and where.
Okay, West Georgia Works Virtual Job Fair, Thursday, July 16th. Carroll County Chamber, Harrelson County Chamber, and the Heard County Chamber. The time is 11 to 2, so you can hop on at any time during during those hours, and make sure to register first. You have to go on and register. If anybody needs flyers or information, if they'll email us at the chamber, carolchamber@carroll-ga.org. We'll be happy to share the flyers. Anything that we can do to get the word out, that's what we want to do.
Perfect. All right. Well, Ms. Ryan, Mr. JR, Ms. Tara, thank you very much for joining me this morning, and thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.